Welcome to the second edition of Maze Central Cast, a podcast created by the fifth graders in Miss Donahue's class. Today we will change our names to Tribe Donahue, since our topic is American Indian. I am your host, Susan, and my name today is Daughter of the Freezing Wind. You will hear from Brett, some of the Flaming Arrow, and we now have been learning in social studies. Alec, known as a Sack of Cream Corn, will bring you a Bad Joke, Good Joke segment. Running Buffalo or Madeline will share some similes to make you smile. And I will Arapaho this podcast by finishing up a wonderful website. Let's get started.
Come back in time with us and discover the Indian tribe Wichita. I'm going to tell you about how the Indians got here, what they ate, and where they live. In social studies class, we have been learning about the American Indian. The Indians came over on a land bridge. It formed when ice was covering most of North America and water levels dropped, forming a strip of land between Alaska and Russia. The Indians followed deer, bison, mammoth, and pigs. Each group of Indians can be identified by where they live. In the northeast corner, there was the woodland people. In the southeast held the southeast people. In Central America, the plains people. The southwest people in the southwest corner. The Great Basin / California people in the west. And the northwest people in the northwest corner. Today, we're going to focus on the Plain People. The people of the Plains were nomadic, meaning they never stayed in one place for a long time. They always followed the buffalo migrations. Plains people dwelled in teepees. They often kept pets to protect the teepees. Around 1900, the Europeans moved in and killed all of the buffalo, and the Indian tribes started to dwindle as they became more influenced by the Europeans.
Have you ever been in a conversation where you're talking to your friend and he tells you a joke and he thinks it's so funny? But it's not? Well, first I'm going to tell you a bad joke and then a good joke and see if you laugh at any of them. Why did the Indian walk? Because he felt like it. Why was the Indian smelly? He went to the tribe Kickapoo.
I have a few similes to make you smile. A simile is a comparison using the words like or as. Playing a hunt game with Indians is like trying to outsmart a computer. While hunting buffalo, the Indian moves as slow as a snail. The Indian's embroidery was as pretty as a picture.
This is Daughter of the Freezing Wind, and I am on location of the middle.